Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission, that's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown, $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Greg Pak returns to Planet Hulk. Marvel Horror Anthology announced. The Cartoonist Club tops graphic novel sales. This is Comic Book Club News for July 11, 2025. Are you ready to return to Planet Hulk? In honor of the 20th anniversary of the classic storyline, Greg Pak and Carlo Pagulian will deliver Return to Planet Hulk, a brand new one-shot set during the original storyline. Said Pak via press release from Marvel, quote, "Working on Planet Hulk remains one of the greatest joys of my comics career, and I'm enormously grateful for the love so many readers have shared for the storyline over the years. This 20th anniversary special is a celebration and a huge thank you to everyone, and a chance to take one more journey into the dark heart of the Green Scar and add to the wild mythos of Sakaar. It's also a huge pleasure to be working with Carlo Pagulian and Mark Panichia again. It's like we never left off and it feels like home. The original story found Hulk banished to the alien planet of Sakaar and forced to fight at a gladiatorial arena for his life, ultimately taking over the planet and bringing the war back to Earth. In the new one-shot, we're back in the arena with the Green Scar, bringing the pain to a series of robotic terrors. Return to Planet Hulk number 1 hits stores on October 8th. Marvel and other publishers have been running black and white anthologies for a while now, leaning into grayscale looks at their most famous creations. And added into that mix is black, white, and blood, which, while technically not a color, indicates the addition of red to the mix. So get ready for whatever Guts is in the new Marvel Black, White, and Blood and Guts number 1. The horror anthology, per PR from the publisher, will be in black and white and red, so it doesn't seem like they're adding squishy brown to the palette, but you never know. And in the book itself, you get a Blade story by Al Ewing and Kev Walker, another Blade story by G. Willow Wilson and Devmalia Praminic, and in a rare non-Blade story, Chris Condon takes on Iron Man. Will Condon also be doing art on the story? Probably not, but the artist on that one is TBA. Maybe it's Blade. Marvel Black, White, and Blood and Guts number 1 hits stores on October 8th. Yesterday, we brought you June 2025's best-selling single issues, so now it's time for graphic novels. And top of the charts is The Cartoonist Club by the powerhouse team of Raina Telmeyer and Scott McCloud. Per ICV2, DC's compact comics continued to dominate in June, with the new Deceased collection in at number 2, and 7 slots total in the top 20 for the Affordable Digest line. Image came in at number 3 with the third volume of Transformers, with the publisher grabbing 8 slots total. Another one for Transformers, fellow Energon Universe titles G.I. Joe and Void Rivals, 2 Invincible Compendiums, and 1 volume each for Geiger and Saga. Marvel only nabbed 2 slots for the premier collection of Fantastic Four and perennial bestseller Ultimate Spider-Man Volume 1. The lone other publisher was IDW, with charted at number 20 with Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. I mean, what color are guts? Purple? Brown? Also red? No way of finding out. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Stay big in Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.